listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. Ako po si Alfred. I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. Tayo po today will be concluding our series, Nearness. Maraming linggo po natin pinag-aralan ito pong Book of Isaiah. So I'm hoping po na yung pong mga natutunan natin na mga katotohanan dito sa book ni Isaiah ay hindi lamang po nakapag-challenge sa inyo, hindi lamang po nakapag-encourage sa inyo, hindi lamang po nakapag-comfort sa inyo, but it actually na-apply po natin at naisabuhay natin yung mga katotohanan na ating natutunan week after week ng ating mga preaching. Because that is really the goal of preaching the word. It is to change us into the person that God wants us to be. And so, ngayon po, no, sabi nga po ni John Oswald, yung pong aming paboritong teacher ng Isaiah, no, sabi niya, judgment is never God's last intended word. But hope and restoration. Yun po ang gusto ng Panginoon. And today, as we conclude our series, ang pag-uusapan po natin ngayon is victory. Tama po, victory. Pakichat naman po dyan. Victory. Yes, we will be talking about victory. Pero minsan po, kapag kayong pinag-uusapan natin ng victory, iniisip natin, ano ba yung picture ng victory? O paano mo ba masasabi na victorious ka? Sa sports, madali yung malaman kung sino yung nananalo. Tama po ba? Kasi may score, may rules, tapos may time element. So alam mo, kung nananalo yung team mo o hindi, o natatalo yung team mo o hindi, di ba? Alam mo, kasi may rules at meron kang sinusunod. Samantalang po sa buhay, hindi ganun. Di po ba? Kasi po, iba-iba po yung pananaw natin. Minsan nakala mo victorious ka, pero hindi pala. Minsan nakala mo talunan ka, hindi pala. So, it is something that we want to talk about and it is something that we want to see. Ano ba yung ginawa ni Lord? At ano ba yung pinakikita ni Lord na picture about victory in this passage that we will be talking about this morning? So, tayo po ngayon ay magbabasa from Isaiah chapter 62 verses 1-12. I will be reading from the English Standard Version. Kung meron po kayong mga Bible sa bahay ninyo, paki-open nilang po sa Isaiah 62. Okay, last few chapters na lang po ito. Are you there? Ito po, basahin po natin. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet. Until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and our salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. All the day and all the night, they shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink your wine for which you have labored. For those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. We ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you will minister to us, that you will show us, Lord God, what it means to have victory in this life. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen. Yon. All right. So at this point po, no, the Israelites, ito po yung mga southern kingdom na po ito, no, kasi po yung northern kingdom matagal nang wala. And they are still in exile towards the end of the exile of 70 years in Babylon. You know, they've experienced a little bit of comfort in while they were in Babylon kasi yung ng ibang mga Israelites, di ba? Yung mga ibang Jewish, nasa palace nga serving the king. Di ba? Nandun si Daniel and his three friends. And then si Ezekiel was also in Babylon preaching and proclaiming the covenant of the Lord to the people in exile. So makikita po natin, merong konting comfort. Pero iba po yung sinasabi ng Panginoon dito sa sinasabi niya sa nararanasan nila. It's not what God wants. Kasi when you think about it, they were still in Babylon. So that is not the restoration that they were seeking for because they were still, yes, they were experiencing comfort. Yes, they were experiencing some ease, no? Pero, nandun pa rin sila sa Babylon. Exile pa rin sila. Wala pa rin sila sa sarili nilang bayan. Kaya nga po, yung pinapromise ni God is that the Lord will bring them back to the nation or to Jerusalem and to rebuild the nation. And yun po yung pinapromise ni God. And yet, nandun pa nga po sila and they are waiting. Okay, they are waiting for this promise to come. And this is when this word was spoken to them. So they are waiting for the promise of God and this is the word of the Lord to them and this is what God will do. Ito po yung tingnan po natin yung mga ibang bagay na paulit-ulit na nakita po natin dito sa verses na binasa po natin. Ano po ba yung picture? Ano po ba yung dinidescribe ni God dito? Well, first of all, let me talk to you about new name. Okay, new name. Pakichat naman po yan. New name. Importante yung new name. Bakit? Tingnan po natin sa verse 2. Okay, second part lang po ng verse 2. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. Okay, this new name is so important because it will come from the Lord. It will be the Lord that will call them this name, by this name. Okay? Ano po bang implikasyon pagka mayroong bagong pangalan? Ano po ba yung maaalala natin sa history ng Israel kapag iniisip natin yung mga taong pinalitan ng pangalan? Oh, let me remind you. Okay? 'Di ba si Abraham, tinawag na Abraham naging Abraham. 'Di ba? Si Sarai naging Sarah, right? And then si Jacob naging Israel. At itong mga nasa exile, yung binanggit ko po kanina, si Daniel sa kanyang tatlong kaibigan. Alam niyo ba si Daniel, yun po yung kanyang Jewish name. Pero meron din po siyang Babylonian name kasi yung mga Babylonian din nagpapalit ng pangalan. So pinapalit nila yung mga pangalan ng kanilang mga tao. Like si Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, yun po yung mga Babylonian name nila. Pero hindi po yun yung kanilang Jewish name. Ang Jewish name po nila is Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Pero ano po yung significance ng name? Ano meron sa name? Okay, here's another example. Baka nakaligtaan nyo lang po. Si Naomi. Natandaan nyo si Naomi? Si Naomi in the book of Ruth. Di ba? Nung pagdating niya sa pagbalik niya sa Jerusalem, ayaw niya na magpatawag na Naomi. Sabi niya sa mga tao, please do not call me by that name. Call me Mara. Okay, makikita po natin yan sa book of Ruth. At sinasabi niya, call me Mara. Why? Kasi sinabi niya, pinabayaan at hinayaan ng Panginoon na maging bitter yung buhay ko. Kasi ang Mara po, ibig sabihin bitter. So ganun po, no? So may mga bagay-bagay na nangyayari sa buhay nila at yun ay ipinapangalanan nila. Alright? And ganun po yung mga nangyayari noon. Meron pong mga nangyayari sa buhay at pinapangalanan. At pinapangalan nila doon sa nangyayari sa nararanasan nila. And minsan po, di ba, ganun din naman tayo. May mga dahilan yung pagbabago ng pangalan. Tama po ba? Minsan yung pangalan mo pinapalitan dahil may magandang dahilan. O yung minsan naman, pinapalitan yung pangalan dahil hindi maganda yung dahilan. Natatandaan ko po yung mga joke, di ba? Yung mga pagkasinabi, pagka nasa Amerika ka, ang pangalan mo dito, Victorino. Di ba? O, sa pagdating mo Amerika, naging iba na yung pangalan mo. Di ba? Pinapalitan nila. And so, yung mga, hindi ko lang po matandaan yung mga ibang pangalan, pero natatandaan ko po, merong mga tao talaga na minsan, yung mga pangalan pinapalitan. Just like Naomi. Si Naomi, it was her own choice to change her name. Sabi niya, huwag niyo na akong tawagin Naomi. Call me Mara. Sila Daniel and his three friends, hindi po nila choice yun. It was the Babylonian who was ruling over them, who was changing their names. At I am pretty sure po, meron po sa inyo nakaranas ng ganun. Pinalitan yung pangalan dahil sa nangyayari sa buhay mo. O yung mga kaibigan mo, pinalitan yung pangalan mo, binigyan ka ng nickname. Tama po ba? Ako, let me just share an experience with you. No? Grabe po, nung bata po ako, kasi nung bata pa ako, when I was really young, ang bilis ko pong tinubuan ng mga tigyawat. No, yung acne, talagang grabe yung tigyawat ko noon. Hindi lamang po sa mukha, sa pisngi, kundi pati sa dibdib at sa likod. And yung mga kaibigan ko, pinangalanan ako. Ang tawag sa akin, Ben Tigidig. I'm pretty sure, yung iba po sa inyo mga bata, ano yun? Pero sa aming mga medyo nakakaedad, no, medyo grabe yung insecurity, feeling of insecurity na dinala ng pangalan na yun sa akin. May effect yung change ng name. So pag kami nangyayari sa buhay natin, ganun ang ginagawa ni Lord. May mga nagbabago at mayroong epekto yung pagpabilat ng papalit ng pangalan. Ano ba yung pangalan nila before? Well, we can see that in verse 4. Tingnan po natin sa verse 4 para po lalo natin maunawa kasi sabi ni Lord, they will be called a new name. Pero ano ba yung nangyayari sa kanila? Well, verse 4 will tell us that you shall no more be termed forsaken and your land shall no more be termed desolate. Okay? So, ito po yung binigay sa kanilang pangalan dahil ito po yung nararanasan nila at that moment. Okay, they felt they were forsaken. How did they feel that way? Bakit nila naramdaman na forsaken sila? Aba, ikaw ba naman yung i-conquer ng Babylon 3 times? Okay, hindi lamang po sila isang beses kinonquer ng Babylon. Pero 3 beses po silang inatake ng Babylon, kinuha yung mga magagaling na tao, at iniwan yung latak ng komunidad doon sa Jerusalem. At hindi lang yun, yung panghuli nilang pagpunta doon ng mga Babylonians, sinira yung wall at yung temple. And they burned a lot of things. That is why it was a desolate place. It was so desolate, okay? It was so bad, the situation was so bad that the prophet Jeremiah actually wrote a book in our Bible that is called Lamentations. Pag binasa niyo po yung Lamentations, okay? Doon po sa letter na yun, o sa book na yun, makikita mo yung gravity at yung kung gaano kagrabe yung nangyari sa nation ng Israel doon sa city of Jerusalem because of their own sin. Okay? So, they felt they were forsaken by God, pero in a sense, it was really their action that led them to that being forsaken and being desolate. So, yun po yung pangalan nila. Pero ang sabi ni Lord, okay, I will give you a new name. So pag inisip po natin, napaka-bad ng situation nila, di ba? 70 years in captivity because of that. And so they were having that feeling and they were calling themselves forsaken. And the people around them was also calling them forsaken. And when people would see the city of Jerusalem, they would say, that is a desolate place. You would not want to live in that place. And tayo po. Na sometimes po nararamdaman natin na parang ganun tayo, no? Parang forsaken tayo ni God. Parang nasa desolate situation tayo. Bakit kamo? Kasi nakaka 20 months na po tayo into this pandemic. Diba 20 months? At last week nga po, pinag-usapan namin ng konti as a church. Okay, nagpa-plano po tayo anong gagawin natin for 2022. And we were just recalling and just thinking and talking about some people in our own church, who were affected deeply by this pandemic. Diba yung iba po sa kanila nagkasakit? Yung iba po sa kanila na wala ng trabaho at negosyo. Yung iba po sa kanila na wala ng mahal sa buhay. Yung iba po sa kanila na wala ng pang-enroll at hindi na nakapag-school. Yung iba po sa kanila walang makain. Yung iba po sa kanila walang makausap at hindi makalabas. Diba? So there are so many things and sometimes because of the things that are happening around us, ang feeling natin we are forsaken by God and that we are in a very desolate place. Okay? Yung parang walang kapag-apag-asa. Pero ang sabi ni Lord, eto ang sabi ni Lord in verse 4. Tuloy po natin yung verse 4. Kasi sabi doon, you will no longer be termed this way. Pero anong magiging tawag sa'yo? I love this. Okay, sabi dito, but you shall be called, my delight is in her. And your land married. Alright? For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married, and they shall be called, okay, verse 12, and they shall be called holy people, redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out one, a city not forsaken. Ito na daw po ang tawag sa kanila. Now, even before we talk about tong mga bagong names na binigay ni Lord sa kanila, I just want to encourage some of us. Okay, kasi baka maaaring ikaw, namumuhay ka pa rin nang naaayon doon sa itinawag sa iyo ng tao. Di ba, maaaring estudyante ka ngayon, ang feeling mo, dahil tinatawag ka ng mga mahal mo sa buhay na wala kang alam. Okay? Wala kang pahihinatnan. Let me tell you something, do not take that name, but take the name that the Lord is giving you today. And the Lord is giving you a name. The name is you are sought out. The name is the Lord's delight is in you. Okay, huwag mong hayaan na yung ibang tao ang mag-declare kung sino ka. Hindi, you know, baka may mga tao kasi na nagsabi sa'yo, failure ka. May mga tao na nagsabi sa'yo, wala kang pag-asa. Wala, may mga ng tao sa'yo, ang taba-taba mo. Okay? O may nagsabi sa'yo, ang payat-payat mo. O may nagsabi sa'yo na wala kang kwenta. Let me tell you something. That was your name before. But the Lord, by His mouth, will tell you your new name. He's giving you a new name. Just like the nation of Israel, they felt they were forsaken. Pero itong sabi sa kanila ni Lord, hindi ka forsaken. Hindi ka desolate. Okay, this is a 180-degree turn. Okay, hindi ka forsaken, but you were sought out. Isn't that amazing? God's delight is in you. Ibig sabihin, pag nakikita ka ni Lord, it brings Him good emotional experience. No? Hindi yung pagkain nakikita ka ni Lord, hindi kumukulo yung dugo niya. Right? But rather, when the Lord looks at you, okay? I'm talking to you, yes. Ikaw nakasama ko ngayon dito. The Lord is looking at you, and when the Lord looks at you, it brings smile on His face. Isn't that amazing? Yung po yung sinatawag sa atin, Lord. So, never believe the lie of the enemy na sinasabi na hindi ka importante. Na walang kwenta yung buhay mo. May kwenta, you know why? Because you are sought out once. Ibig mo sabihin, hindi ka tinigilan ni Lord na i-pursue. The fact that you are here today listening to this word, the Lord is saying to you, you are also not forsaken. And this was God's word to them even when they were in exile. And then it says, they shall be called a holy people. Holy people. Set, ibig po sabihin nun, set apart po sila. Ibig po sabihin nun, this speaks of their new status. Hindi na po sila forsaken, hindi po sila sinners, but righteous. Okay, pinag-usapan po natin yung last week, di ba? Sabi po nila Pastor Romel at Pastor Jerry, yung righteousness na ito, hindi natin kayang gawin. Pero it was God who gave us this righteousness. Hindi ka forsaken, hindi ka, but ikaw ay set apart. Ikaw ay redeemed, okay? And then they said, they shall be called the redeemed of the Lord. Not only, yung kanina, yung righteousness, that speaks of your status. Kung sino ka ngayon kay God. Alam, pag tinitignan ka ni God ngayon, hindi niya nakikita ang isang taong makasalanan. Ang nakikita niya, righteous. And not only that, sabi dito, the redeemed of the Lord. Ibig po sabihin niyan, may ownership. God paid the price for you. God paid the price for you. The penalty of our sin. So, anong implication po niyan sa atin? Ibig po sabihin niyan, ito, isa-isayin ko lang po at namnamin po natin. Ang ibig po sabihin nito para sa atin, God delights in us as well. That when the Lord looks at us, napapasmile siya. Diba yung parang yung merong magkasintahan o yung talagang mahal nila yung isa't isa. Diba yung pagka nakikita sila, masulyapan lang ng konti, grabe yung smile. O bigla lang biglang may sa phone na may nag-message, nakita sa kanya yung message, napapasmile nang wala namang kinakausap. Diba ganun si God? When He looks at us, He delights in us. And not only that, we belong to God. We don't belong to anyone. We don't belong to this pandemic. I've been saying this over and over, para akong sarang plaka. Okay. Hindi po natin lahat yung pandemic. Hindi po natin lahat yung COVID. Okay, we belong to God. And we have a new status. We are righteous before God. We are righteous before God. We have new identity. And itong pinakamalupit, we were sought out by God. Kaya kung nandito ka ngayon, ang feeling mo, inabandon ka ni God dahil sa mga nangyayari sa paligid mo. O maaaring nandito ka ngayon, ang feeling mo, you are forsaken by God because of your own sin. Or maybe you're here today and you're feeling that you are in a very desolate situation. Okay, na parang walang pag-asa, walang pagkain, walang tubig, wala kang makikitang pag-asa, napakadilim ng kapaligiran mo. Let me tell you something. God is giving you a new name. He has never stopped pursuing you. And He is pursuing you even at this very moment. Chat po natin yan. God is pursuing me. Huh? Kung meron pong mga bad na pangalan na napapadpad po sa isip ninyo ngayon dahil po sa mga tinawag sa inyo before and it's still affecting you now, change that name and call yourself for not forsaken, but God's delight is in you. By the way, yung my delight is in you is actually a name. Okay? Ang name po talaga nin is yung Hephzibah. Okay? Hephzibah, it's an old Jewish name. Hephzibah, ibig po sabihin, the Lord's delight is in you. Pero ang tanong natin, paano nangyari yun? Paano binago ni Lord yung pangalan nila? Well, let's go back to verse 8. Okay, sabi po ng verse 8, the Lord has sworn by His right hand, and by His mighty arm, I will not again give you grain to be food to your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink your wine for which you have labored, but those who garner it shall eat it, and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. What a promise. Okay? This is God's promise. God has sworn. Okay? Sabi po dyan, God has sworn. And this reminds me of the promise that God made to Abraham. In Genesis chapter 22. Okay? Sabi niya, I have sworn. And then it was repeated in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. For when the Lord made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself. Ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Na kapag po pinangako ng Panginoon, siguradong mangyayari. Basahin po natin yung verse 17 ng Hebrews chapter 6. Bakit nangako ang Panginoon? Ito pong sinasabi nun. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise, the unchangeable character of His purpose, He guaranteed it with an oath. He guaranteed it with an oath. It was God's doing. It was God's promise that the Lord will change them, that the Lord will bring transformation in their lives, that the Lord is going to call them by a new name, and that the Lord delights in them. Ito pong masarap, no? Si God na pinaglilingkuran po natin, ang kanyang mga pangako ni minsan hindi napapako. Di ba? May kasabihan tayong ganyan, di ba? So i-chat po natin yan. Ang pangako ni Lord, hindi napapako. Kaya kung ano man po yung pangako na binigay sa inyo ng Panginoon ngayon, panghawakan niyo po. Huwag niyo pong bibitawan. Dahil pag pinangako ng Panginoon, sigurado pong mangyayari yan. Ang Biblia po natin, punong-puno ng pangako. Pero siyempre, meron pong magsasabi, eh pastor, yun naman pong mga pangako dyan, eh karamihan ay para sa mga Israelites. And the last time I check, hindi naman po ako Israelite. Pinoy pa rin po ako. Tama rin po kayo dyan. Pero dahil po sa ginawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo 2,000 years ago, ang sinasabi po ng Bible na tayo daw po ngayon ay naging co-heirs with Abraham. So lahat po ng pangako ng Panginoon kay Abraham is also applicable to us. And then, as sinasabi rin ng Bible, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So, ibig po sabihin nun, yung mga pangako dito sa Biblia, pwede natin panghawakan. Why? Because these are the promises of God to His covenant people. And if you have a relationship with Christ, if Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your life, you have the right to claim these promises. Why? Because para sa iyo yan. Yung mga pangako na yan. Pero bakit nga pag ginawa ni Lord ito? Bakit binigyan sila ng pangako? Bakit binigyan sila ng promise? Bakit binago yung pangalan nila? Para saan? Well, the Lord will remind them again, no? In verses 11, sabi dito, una sa lahat, sabi ng verse 11, behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, His reward is with Him and His recompense before Him. This is the promise of God. The promise of God is that He will bring salvation to them. The promise of God that He is declaring this to the peoples of the earth. Alam mo, nakakatuwa kay God. Pag binasa po natin yung Old Testament, ito po yung paulit-ulit na sinasabi ni Lord. Na kapag may ginagawa siyang magandang bagay sa bayan ng Israel, ang palaging kasama dun na merong palaging sinasabi dun, this was done so that people will know that there is a God in Israel. Natatandaan ko po yung story ng isang prophet, no? Merong isang Syrian captain, no? Na merong may sakit. Tapos merong isang slave na nakatira dun sa bahay niya. Sinabi niya, naku, kung alam lang po ng master ko na meron pong prophet dun sa Israel, pwede siyang gubaling. Why was that done? So that people will know that there is a God in Israel. The reason why God was saving them despite their unfaithfulness. Di ba paulit-ulit na lang silang niniligtas ni Lord? Paulit-ulit na lang silang binibigyan ng pangako ni Lord? Pero paulit-ulit din po silang nagtungatalikod kay Lord. Sounds family? Di ba? Eh ganun din naman po tayo bago po tayo magturo ng finger to other people. Tingnan po muna natin yung sarili natin. How many times have we failed God? How many times have we disappointed God? How many times have we disobeyed God? And you know what? His promise is still the same. He's still seeking after us. He is calling us by a new name. I love verse 1 and 2. Ito po yung reason. Bakit ba tayo nililigtas ni Lord? For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. Nations shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name by that the mouth of the Lord will give, and you shall be crowned a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Again, the idea here that the Bible is saying, the idea that Isaiah is saying na merong righteousness at merong salvation, na yung salvation is the work of God and yung righteousness is our new status, pero binigay ni Lord yun so that the world will see. So that the world will see. Our salvation and our righteousness. Isn't that amazing? Sabi ni Lord, no? Di ba yung last time, sinabi ni Pastor Mel na yung inukit ni Lord sa kamay niya yung ating mga pangalan. Ito naman, sinasabi ng Isaiah, okay, you are a crown of beauty. Hindi ka forsaken. Again, let me talk to some people here. Maybe you feel that you're ugly. Maybe you feel that hindi ka kamukha ni ano, kaya ugly ka. Let me tell you something. You are beautiful before God. And don't ever think that you are not worth anything. Because the Bible says that you are a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You are so precious to God. You are so worth it to God that He sent His Son to die for you and me. That's how beautiful you are to God. That is how precious you are to God. So don't you ever think that you are not important. Don't you ever think, and even, think about that, na hindi ka importante because you are so important. Kalimutan mo na lahat ng sinabi ko ngayon. Huwag mo lang kalimutan yan. That you are so important to God. That you are beautiful to God. And then verse 10. Ito yung reason. Ito pa yung sinasabi ni Lord. Ito yung gagawin natin. Now that you've experienced the change of name, now that you've experienced the promise of God, now that you've experienced the salvation of God, now that you've experienced the new status that you are now a righteous person before God, what do you do with that now? Alam mo, kahit po sa New Testament, yun yung sinasabi sa Ephesians chapter 1, it will tell us that we were called to be holy and blameless before God. Why? So that people will see the salvation of God that is at work in our lives. Kaya sabi niya sa verse 10, go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, and clear it of stones. Lift up a signal over the peoples. Why? Because that's always been the heart of God. It's always been His heart to save not just the nation of Israel, but all the peoples of the earth. It's always been God's heart to use Israel to be a banner of His salvation so that people will know that there is a God in Israel so that they will also bow down to this God. You know what? God is telling us the same thing today. The reason why He saved us is so that we can tell the world that there is a God who loves us. That there is a God who died for us. There is a God who has given us a new name. There is a God who has given us a new status. There is a God who has given us a new way of living. Why? So that people will know that there is a God who loves them. Grabe, that is just an amazing, amazing promises of God that He has given us. Pero maybe today you're here, no? Nakikinig ka. Pero ang feeling mo, Pastor Alfred, parang puro pangako lang yata yung nakukuha ko kay God. Ang tagal ko na pong pinagbipray na magkaroon ng restoration sa pamilya namin, pero hindi po nangyayari. Ang tagal ko nang pinagbipray na magkaroon ako ng trabaho, pero wala pa rin po akong trabaho. Ang tagal ko na pong pinagbipray na makapasa ako sa subject na ito, pero hanggang ngayon, hirap na hirap pa rin po ako. Pastor Alfred, ang tagal ko nang pinagbipray na, na magkaanak kami ng asawa ko, pero bakit hindi pa rin kami nagkakaanak? Asan yung victory? Asan yung victory na sinasayo mo? Yung sinasabi ni Lord dito, parang hindi ko nararanasan. Let me tell you something. Okay, when you look at the story in chapter 62, and when you look at the story of Isaiah and even the entire Old Testament, ang makikita po natin dito, yes, the Lord did deliver them. Yes, the Lord did bring them back to Israel. Okay, they were taken from Jerusalem to Babylon, and then the Lord brought them back, took them out of Babylon, and brought them back to Israel. After 70 years of captivity, the Lord delivered them. And they were able to reestablish the nation. They were able to rebuild the wall. They were able to rebuild the temple. But only to be destroyed again in 70 AD. Only to be subjected again to the Roman Empire. Yes, the promise is there. Yes, God delivered them. But that is not the ultimate deliverance that God is promising us. And many of us today are still seeking for this deliverance, for this victory that God has promised us. Let me tell you something. Hold on to that promise. Because God is at work. And some of us might not get the promise that we, you know, that God has given us here on earth. Alam mo, pag tinignan po natin, yung buhay ni Moses, di ba? When Moses delivered the people of Israel, and my wife were talking about this recently, ang sinasabi nga, naging victorious ba? Naging successful ba si Moses sa buhay niya? Eh, hindi nga siya nakarating ng promised land eh. So, was he successful? Was there victory in his life? And the answer is definitely yes. You know why? Yes, he did not make it to the promised land, but his relationship with God was so deep that he was talking to God like a man would talk to a friend. And he was able to fulfill what God has called him to do, and that is to deliver the people of God from Egypt all the way to the promised land. Yes, he did not make it to the promised land. And I'm telling you now that there might be a time that God would not allow us to get the promise that He has given us here on earth. But I pray that we will be like Moses, that we will be able to have a deeper relationship with God. Let me read to you, okay, in Hebrews chapter 11 as I land this preaching today. Sabi ng Hebrews 11, ito po yung Hebrews 11 po kasi pag binasa natin, ito yung hall of faith. Ito yung mga, by faith, this happened, by faith, this happened, by faith, and all these things. Okay? And then we're so grateful for all these people, and yet we forget that there are also another group of people at the latter part of Hebrews 11 who did not see the promise that God has given them, and maybe you are in this list. Okay, maybe we're not on the list of Moses, Abraham, who saw the promise of God in their lives. Okay, but here is another list of people. In verse 35, it says, women received back their dead by resurrection. Wow, that's amazing. By faith, that all happened. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with a sword. They went about on skinned of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy. Then verse 39. And all this, though commended through faith, through their faith, did not receive what was promised. Did not receive what was promised. Since God had provided something better for us. And maybe you're here today and you're asking God, Lord, where is the promise? Maybe the promise is not just here today, because the ultimate victory we could have is when we have God in our lives. That is the greatest victory. The greatest victory we could have is that Jesus came and died for us so that we can have life abundantly in the midst of all our troubles. Isn't that amazing? All those people in Hebrews 35, it was all by faith. And let me pray for some of us today. Maybe we may not receive the promise here on earth, but as long as God is on our side, that is victory in itself. We may not receive physical healing here, but we will have our ultimate restoration when we are with Him for all eternity. Natatandaan ko lang po as I end, and as I, before I pray for people. You know, recently we lost, another member of our church. Actually, mother nung member. No? And amazed lang po ako dun sa sinabi nung anak. No, because we've been praying and praying for healing for the mom, no, na nasa hospital, and then that one morning she sent this message and said, in answer na ni Lord yung prayer natin, God has given my mom a new body, a new spirit, a new health, new heart. And for a while hindi ko nakuha yung sinabi niya. Sabi ko, we will keep praying, and then I read it again and I said, oh, what an amazing thing. You know, what an attitude. Okay, we were praying for healing, and yet God took her mom, and then she said, God answered our prayer. You know why? Because the greatest victory might not come here on earth, but the greatest victory is knowing that God is with us every step of the way. Let me just pray for some of us here today. Maybe you're here and you are seeking God, and you are waiting for the promise of God to be fulfilled in your life. Let me tell you something. He is faithful. Hold on to that. Because His promise is true. And He is a faithful God. Lord, I just pray that may You stir up faith in us. Lord, as we see, Lord, the things that we heard today, Lord, that You are a faithful God. Lord, that the things that happened in the nation of Israel was not because of their own doing, but because of Your promise. And because You promised something, You are going to fulfill it. And Lord, I pray that may You encourage our people today who are holding on to Your promises, who are holding on to Your word, Lord God, and hindi pa po nangyayari. And Lord, I pray that may You give them the faith to believe that You are going to fulfill what You said. Encourage them right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And maybe you're here, okay? Yung pa rin, yung name mo, ang feeling mo, hindi pa binabago ni God. Let me tell you something. God has already declared a new name for you. You are no longer forsaken. You are no longer desolate. God's delight is in you. And you know what? He is rejoicing over you. Rejoicing over you. Lord, I pray that may You encourage our people today, especially those people who are going through very difficult emotionally, Lord, and maybe going through mental issues. Lord, I pray that may You remind them that You are rejoicing over them, that You delight in them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. One last group of people I want to pray for. Maybe you've been coming to church. Maybe you've been attending our services, but you have never surrendered your life to Christ. You see, for God to change your name and your identity and your status, for you to be righteous, it is not what you do. It is what Christ has done for you. And as you accept what He did for you on the cross, as you, you know, humble yourself before God today, He's going not only to change your name, but He's going to change your status, and He's going to give you a new identity. Would you like to do that? And if that is you, would you pray this simple prayer today? Say, Lord Jesus, today I want to receive a new name. Lord, I want to receive a new identity. Lord, thank You that You came and You died and You rose from the grave so that I can have a new identity, so that I can have new status in life. And Lord, I open my heart to You today. Change me. Transform me by the power of Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, if you pray that simple prayer today, mag-chat naman po kayo. Or mag-send po kayo ng praying emoji. And then let us know so that we can help you with that decision you made today. Let me just pray a prayer blessing for all of us today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.